From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. The FDA is talking about a new kind of COVID-19 booster for the fall. Dr. Fauci has Paxlovid rebound, and we'll find out what that is and why it can be a problem for some. And also, how is Idaho doing when it comes to COVID infections? Well, joining us today is Dr. David Pate, former CEO of St. Luke's Health System and a current member of the Idaho Coronavirus Task Force. And remember, if you have a question about COVID, send us an email, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Hi, Dr. Pate.
Hi, Gemma.
So let's just start with this, Dr. Pate. How are we doing here locally when it comes to our test positivity rates?
Not good. Our testing positivity rate has been increasing and is up in the vicinity of 11%, which is more than double what we want it to be. So it means that transmission is not under control. And we should also keep in mind that we know fewer people are getting tested these days, especially with the kind of tests that would be reported and in these numbers. So whatever these numbers show, it is likely even higher.
And Dr. Pan, I want to talk about a recommendation that the FDA put out yesterday. And this is about a new kind of COVID booster. Can you tell us more about this? And this is something that would potentially be happening in the fall.
Yeah. And Gemma, this is a vaccine that you and I have discussed a number of times, because we often get questions from listeners about, you know, should they get a second booster now? And because would that somehow mean they couldn't get this new shot in the fall? And that new shot would most likely be a what we call a bivalent vaccine. That is, it will have some of the traditional vaccine that we've already gotten, but it would add some coverage for the Omicron variant. And so Moderna has already developed one, Pfizer has developed one, and they're both, we haven't seen the publicized data, but both companies are saying it did create higher levels of those kind of antibodies that we want, called neutralizing antibodies. So it looks very promising. And I think the general consensus is that since these vaccines were developed really back in the middle of 2020, there has been so much evolution of this virus to new forms that it is time to add a new expanded coverage to the vaccine.
So what I've been reading about this, Dr. Pate, is that if we have this new booster shot available, it may not be necessary for everyone. Maybe just immunocompromised, maybe 50 and older. Why would we do that? Why would the FDA potentially just not say, you know what, everybody should get this? And I ask that because I think that's when we get a lot of confusion on who should get a booster, you know, which booster. It gets murky and muddy.
Well, it does indeed, Gemma. And certainly, I would be thinking that if it's, you know, to use a phrase, if it's good for the goose, it should be good for the gander. And I think that if we conclude that we do need this expanded vaccine, I would imagine that that would apply to everyone. Why the FDA and others are saying that it may only be approved for older and higher risk is that that may be the only groups that we have the studies for. Because every time we change the vaccine significantly, the FDA needs new data. And these new bivalent vaccines have been tested on this older age group, the more at-risk age group. And therefore, that's why it may be limited in its authorization to this group. And that would not necessarily mean it wouldn't be helpful to have this kind of vaccine for younger groups. It's just that the FDA may not have the data by that time.
So I also want to talk about Paxlovid and what's being called Paxlovid rebound. Now, for folks who aren't familiar, Paxlovid is a 5-day course of treatment for people who are, once again, immunocompromised, who are older, who can take this to basically, hopefully, keep them out of the hospital. But Dr. Pate, I tell you, when I read the side effects on Paxlovid, I was almost like, I mean, as long as you're vaccinated and boosted, I was like, do you want to go down that route if these are the potential side effects? I do. So can you explain all of this? Because I do understand that if you are over the age of 65, even completely boosted, I mean, Paxlovid is a great option. However, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who tested positive, is now reporting that he has this Paxlovid rebound going on.
Right. So Paxlovid rebound is something that we've known about for a while because it was even demonstrated in the initial clinical trials. It was only occurring at a rate of about 1-2% in that initial trial, but we've certainly heard many cases of it. Now, probably the most likely thing people are be confused about is when we're talking about Paxlovid rebound, it's not really a rebound of the COVID disease necessarily. Mm. So what is it? What it means is that, and of course, Paxlovid is a 5-day course of treatment. And what will happen is people will take the Paxlovid, they will get improvement of their symptoms. And then what has been noticed is that some small percentage of those that have taken the Paxlovid, 2 to 8 days after their symptoms have resolved, one of two things will happen or both. And that is that they may get some recurrence of their symptoms, or many of them simply start testing positive again, even though they don't have recurrence of symptoms. And that's what we're talking about, Paxlovid rebound. What has been studied in these individuals is when they have Paxlovid rebound, they don't get sicker in terms of, you know, now needing, you know, oxygen, now needing to be hospitalized. They don't get, you know, they don't get over it and they get really, really sick. They may have some recurrence of their symptoms, but not everybody does. But it doesn't seem to adversely affect their health. And in fact, as you pointed out, for high risk people, Paxlovid has been convincingly shown to significantly decrease the odds they'll end up in the hospital or die. But the biggest consequence of this is that when people start testing positive again, it is possible to transmit the virus. And so what the problem is that people that take that Paxlovid, they get better within a few days. They may think that, okay, they're good to go, and now they've been treated. Yet, if they have this rebound, it is possible they could be contagious to others. It's not a serious consequence for those that have the rebound. It's just that they may be able to infect others. We're not entirely clear about it. It does happen. We know it can happen. We don't know to what degree. But if people have looked at this, it does not seem to indicate that that you've gotten reinfected with COVID. It doesn't mean that the virus has become resistant. And it doesn't mean that you need to take a longer course than 5 days. Those are the things that we know.
Okay. And that if you are over the age of 65, that this is probably the best option for treatment as long as you start taking it within a certain number of days. Correct?
Yeah, you're right. Ideally, we want people to start it within 3 days of testing positive. We can go as long as 5. After that, it's really questionable if it's going to help. The other thing you mentioned is there are certainly some side effects, but the biggest challenge with Paxlovid is that this age group of people that will most benefit from it also tend to be people that have other medical conditions and therefore are on medications. And there's many medications that interact. So you really need to have a conversation with your physician about whether, one, are you a candidate for Paxlovid? And two, can you safely take it given what other medications you're on?
Okay. Dr. Pate, Sunny from Haley writes that she was sent home from work the other day, 18 days after her first COVID symptoms and her first positive test, because she retested positive at a hospital laboratory test. She did this 17 days from her first symptoms. And she wants to know, how likely is she that she is still contagious? But also, she wants to know if she should get her fourth booster ASAP, or does she have immunity for a while? Now, she also notes that she's 74, she's healthy, she exercises, she is fully vaxxed with that first booster. So your thoughts on this, Dr. Pate, because she can't go back to work until she tests negative.
Yeah, that's so this is a tough situation. So the first thing is, we certainly have seen some individuals that can test positive long after they've been diagnosed. Now, the critical question is, which test was it? If she is testing positive with a PCR test, that's the test that has to pretty much be done by a pharmacy doctor or hospital. It gets sent to a lab, and usually you don't get the results till the next day at the earliest. If it's that test, that's meaningless, and her employer should not be using that test, and that would not be a reason for her to have to be at home. If, on the other hand, if it's the lateral flow test or rapid test or antigen test, those are all different descriptions of kind of the same thing. These are the kinds of tests that the government sends you at your home if you request them. These are the kind that you get at the drugstore, and you can test at home and get the answer within 15 minutes. Those tests are a little bit different. They don't correlate perfectly to whether you can be contagious, but it's the only inexpensive, quick, and practical way that we can make an inference. So there is some chance that if you're testing positive that way, that you may be contagious. Now, I would say that for somebody like her who has been fully vaccinated and boosted and is testing that late, the chance that she's contagious is very remotely small. So that's a little unfortunate that she's been sent home. But unfortunately, I do understand it, because if it's that particular test, a lot of people do say, well, that's the best indication of it. It is not the CDC guidelines. The CDC guidelines are isolate for 5 days, wear a mask for an additional 5 days. Frankly, I think with this level of disease, you ought to be transmission, you ought to be wearing a mask even longer. But I would not be overly concerned that she is still contagious. As to her question, should she get her second booster? I definitely think so. I think that because of her age, because of the fact that we're in a surge right now, the fact that BA5 is increasing, certainly if I was her and I have done it myself, I've gotten my second booster, I would certainly recommend that to her. And she can do that now, as long as she's feeling well.
So speaking of second boosters, Dr. Pate, we got an email from a listener who's a teacher. She's 45 years old. She received her first Moderna booster back in October. She tried in May to get her second booster, but she was denied because she's not 50 years old. So she wants to know when that second booster will be open for anyone whose immunity has waned from that first booster. But I must say, Dr. Pate, I would think being a teacher, she would have been allowed to get that second booster.
Yeah, unfortunately, the FDA and in turn CDC, who actually makes the guidelines for who can get these, has, of course, the only people right now that have been received the sign off from the CDC director to be able to get four shots are those that are immunocompromised, and that can be of almost any age, and then those who are 50 or over, who a sufficient period of time has elapsed since their first booster. So unfortunately, that's kind of the guidelines. I think that she should talk to her doctor, see if her doctor feels that there's some extenuating circumstances why she should get a second booster right now. I think we know it's safe. I'm a little bit in her camp. I wish we were more broadly recommending second boosters, but it is what it is.
Yeah. So Tamara writes in, Dr. Pate, she and her husband both have COVID. They are both vaccinated and boosted. So her question is the 5 to 10 day time limit for not being contagious from the date of the positive test, or is it from when your symptoms start?
So it's from when your symptoms start, unless you are testing positive, but you're asymptomatic, at which time it begins with your positive test. What we do know is we do have some pretty good studies that if you are fully vaccinated and then with Omicron, which is what the subvariants are we dealing now, if you also are boosted, just that single booster, then you do tend to be infectious and contagious for a shorter period of time. And so, you know, whereas somebody who's unvaccinated really kind of probably needs that full 10 days, somebody who's fully vaccinated and boosted is probably not even going to be contagious that full 10 days. Yet that is the recommendation, the official recommendation for everyone at this time. And it just is that, you know, the key things are you do need to isolate for 5 days. And then afterwards, you still need to be cautious because it varies from person to person. Wear your mask when you're around others. And if you've just recently been infected, you know, don't get around people that are at particularly high risk, even if you've passed your 5 days or your 10 days.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Pate, Joan wrote in and she says, I've gotten very sick after each shot and I have not gotten my second booster because of that. And by sick, I mean fatigue, short-term fever, nausea. It's taken me about a week to recover. So how important is it that I get the second booster? And any advice on dealing with the reaction to the shot?
So, you know, I'm in the same camp after every one of my boosters, I have been in bed for the next 12 to 24 hours feeling like I had the flu. Then I was fine. So I've had the reaction after every shot. And some people do. I've got, you know, my wife barely had a sore arm after hers. So, you know, it's different for everybody. You know, what the only thing that I can recommend is that while we didn't want people to do it for some complex theoretical immunological reasons when they were first getting vaccinated, somebody that has these kind of reactions afterwards, they can take Tylenol or, you know, they can take ibuprofen, things like that, if their symptoms are really troublesome. How important is the second booster for her? If she is over 60 and has medical conditions that would put her at high risk, then I would say it's probably a pretty good idea and well worth it to have a day of discomfort after the shot. If she is younger than 60 or otherwise very healthy, it may not be critically important to get that second shot. What we do know is that even with the first booster, you are getting significant protection against severe disease, hospitalization, and death that doesn't seem to wane. When we talk about the waning immunity, it's more about your susceptibility to get infected rather than to get seriously ill. So she's probably still got very good protection against severe disease.
So Dr. Pate, before we wrap up today, your thoughts on where we are, and I know this is hard to predict, but where we are in terms of a surge and what that could look like. Part of it is that, I mean, shockingly, we are 6.5 weeks away from almost all of schools going back into session for the fall. And, you know, as a parent, as a lot of parents, I think we start to get a little nervous about where are we going to be in 6 weeks when we send our kiddos back to school.
Well, I share that concern. You and I have heard the CDC and many of the talking heads talking about this big surge that we're likely to have this fall. I don't think it's going to be that long. What they've been anticipating, I'm sure, is BA4 and BA5. But what we're seeing right now is that BA5 has already taken over BA4, and that's not surprising. We've seen the same thing in other countries that are ahead of us. But now BA5 has already taken over BA 2.1.2.1, which is what we have been dealing with. So I think it is upon us. I think I see some signs that it's early that could suggest that, you know, while we're getting over BA2, we may be seeing the start of BA5. My concern is that people have also heard these talking heads say that, you know, COVID is seasonal, which I have said repeatedly, it is not, unless your definition of seasonal means that you can get COVID in summer, spring, fall, and winter. You can get it during the winter, the summer, and it has happened. And I am a little bit concerned that we are getting ready for a new BA5 surge. And that is the most immune evasive variant we've dealt with before. So if you think that you're protected because you have had a prior Omicron infection, that is since the beginning of this year, you are likely mistaken.
Okay. Well, Dr. Pate, as always, we appreciate your time and your medical expertise and your advice. So much appreciated.
Thanks, Jemma.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Dr. David Pate. He is the former CEO of St. Luke's Health System and a current member of the Idaho Coronavirus Task Force. Of course, Dr. Pate will be back with us next week. So if you have questions, email us, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Up next, we are taking a look at an investigation into the safety of Highway 55.